Welcome back to the show, the Authentic Drake Podcast. You know, where we move at the speed of life. Yesterday is over. We live in the moment because tomorrow is not promised.
Yo, nigga.
Y'all know who the fuck it is.
Cream of wheat.
Hell no. I can't get through the full intro. So, so that's how we doing today. We just gonna jump right into it. Y'all know who it is, what the fuck it is, how the fuck it is, all that bullshit.
Yep.
We back, you know what I'm saying? We've been on some other bullshit lately and doing lots of other shit. But STS with Dub and the motherfucking Brown Bear. Y'all know how we do. Getting the intros out the way just so we can get to the tomfoolery fuckery.
Right.
Of course, y'all know who I am, the motherfucking Brown Bear and this bitch. Across the table, my man on the ones and twos on the boards.
Oh, yeah. Dub Nation in the house. D-U-B-B. Shit. We ain't done this shit in so long. What's my shit?
Two B's.
Two breasts.
Two breasts and butt cheeks.
Two back shots? No.
It's two breasts, two butt cheeks. Two but breasts. Then when summer comes, it's beads and back shots.
Hey, but I'm with the two breasts, two back shots, though. That's hilarious.
I'm over this already.
You can just make some variations of the motherfucking shit. Should do that. Just come up with new shit every show that's two B's. Fuck it. That's wild shit.
Fuck it. Just spin it.
Two balls to be juggled. Don't play.
There you go. Two B's. Two balls to be juggled. That's a good one. Y'all motherfucking stupid. As you can tell, we got a house today. To my motherfucking right, my man.
The Authentic Dre and this motherfucker. Get your merch. Oh, let me put the flash that. Bitches. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
We in this motherfucker.
Dre, since Dre live over here, we're going to put that TLM in that motherfucker too.
Oh, let me show you. Hold on. Right. TLM, baby. Matter. Get your merch. Dre. Throat lunges matter.
Hell yeah. Hey, or as he like to say, his new one from that boat commercial. It's time to feel that throat.
Oh, you're stupid.
That's right, Dre. You've been gone for a while. So
it's time to feel that throat.
I hate it here.
Yeah, Drake, wow. To my motherfucking left, man. Normally, we give him an intro, and we still going to fuck with him every night. But today, we're going to let him introduce his fat ass self.
Ain't this a bit...
Oh, now this nigga quiet.
Don't introduce yourself on that. Redo that. Don't.
For months, this nigga. Now you quiet.
Fuck him.
For months, this nigga ain't been crying. Now he ain't saying shit.
Now he ain't got shit to say.
Yeah, man, y'all know who the fuck I be.
Spit it out.
Sir Fatness. You know what I'm saying? You can find me in your motherfucking refrigerator. Eating up all the motherfucking bacon. Eating up all the lunch meat. Eating up all the cereal. And
the kingpin of Kroger, nigga.
Oh, Eddie Shovel, get some cold cuts ass nigga.
Right. Only nigga go to a restaurant with his own napkin and the silverware and shit in the suitcase.
Hey, I come strapped.
Hey, with the rollout shit like Chef Nye.
Get the strap.
Hell no. And to the end of the table there, we got one of the ladies. Yes, they are
the
still
most
around.
Requested.
They haven't been here, but, you know, from Let Us Be Women.
Come on now.
You know.
Let Us Be Women. We're
going to let her introduce herself as well, but who are you in the house, baby?
Okay, well, good seeing y'all again, bruhs. This is Joy, and I'm quick with it and quick with it.
Joy is in the house.
Joy is in the house.
Joy is in the house. Yeah.
Gang.
She came through just for a minute to do some shit and just decided, hey, fuck it, I'll sit down and get a mic and some headphones. So why not? You know, it's all family.
My mic sounds nice.
Hell yeah.
My mic sounds nice.
I was thinking that too. Get out of my head, Dre.
Check one.
Check two.
So we're going to get into a bunch of little fuckery and bullshit today. Somebody give me a hot topic real quick, man. Joy, since you back, you know what I'm saying, on the Deuce Crew mic real quick. What you got for us? Anything popping that you just seen crazy?
That I've seen crazy?
Yeah, that you want to just pop off about? Or you think we should just all pop off about?
You know, I'm not sure because I will say this. So my guilty pleasure is reality TV.
Mm-hmm.
I do watch The Married of Meds, The Real Housewives of Potomac, Atlanta, Beverly Hills, all that
Atlanta.
Good stuff.
She said Atlanta.
Shout out to Ken.
Yeah, so some of the things, you know, we was just me and my fat friend to my right.
Yes.
Was sitting here having a conversation about lying ass Phaedra Parks. And so,
fuck her.
It gets me to understanding. So, at one point, we were just talking about on some random GP stuff the use of the word sassy.
Yeah.
As it pertains to dude.
Sassy.
And how people are comfortably saying that. So, anytime a dude go on live and express his feelings, oh, he acting like a bitch or he being a female. But it's okay for a woman to go online and air, because that's just a woman being a woman. I don't necessarily always agree with that. So
right.
Mm-hmm. That'd be the only thing that has been grinding my gears and overcooking my grits.
Anybody want to touch that first?
Overcooking my grits. I like that one. That's, right. You got, if you ain't kept that, you got to keep that. Overcooking my grits. I like that.
I got that from Remember the Titans.
Hell yeah.
Thank you, Coach Boone.
Hell yeah.
So which one of y'all want to touch that?
Shit. That's a drop, nigga.
Right. You said that on purpose. You can't just say that.
I did kind of set it up, you know, with the throw lunges matter thing, yeah, but I did kind of set it up.
And then as soon as a woman say something, which one y'all want to touch that? Yeah. And I'm born a female, so I'm a full female.
Yes, she is.
You know what, man? I'm going to say this, man. I've always had a problem. I've had a problem with people in life not acknowledging a double standard of things and then trying to flip a double standard of things as mm-hmm. well. Because, yeah, men and women are created equal. And
we really?
No, I said aren't.
Oh, okay, good man.
Are not created equally.
Okay.
And there's going to be a double standard. It just is. Right. It's just life and it's just the way the fuck it is.
Right.
Whether we like it or not, it just is. And I think that when people try to flip and change that, it kind of fucks shit up. And then on top of that, trying to change it. Because so when you're trying to take a word like sassy and what it means or is supposed to mean or its definition or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and then try to change it to flip it that it's a good thing. Okay, cool. But then, like you said, don't come back in the context of, you know, being mad because somebody wants to express themselves or be able to say.
Mm-hmm.
That's not him being sassy. That's him just telling you how he feels. But see, that's where you get a lot of dudes keeping mm-hmm. shit bottled in and not saying nothing, because now you want to kind of flip it to say he's being sassy versus him just airing out and telling you what the fuck he got going on or what's wrong.
It seems like you're calling him a bitch.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Exactly. Like, damn, I can't have a softer side. I can't, you know, be able to tell you my feelings and tell you what's really going on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, to me, it's psychological manipulation.
You said it. You said what I was trying to say with those two words. Yeah,
that's what I do. Okay. Straight to the point,
my guy.
You know what I'm saying,
my guy.
Because if you tell a bra something, shout out to my bro Jordan and my pops-in-law. You know what I'm saying? When you try to tell a female stuff, like anytime a female tell a dude, and it's really for the younger generation. You know what I'm saying? Like.
No,
you
man, it's ours too. It's starting to filter in.
But it started, and it's like a way to throw a dude. If a dude tell a chick how he feel about a certain thing, mm-hmm. the chick be like, you being sassy, you bet she trying to shut the motherfucker up.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing is, you ain't going to tell me to shut the fuck up if I'm trying to get my point across. You know, that's why I really like try to talk to the brothers. If a female call you sassy because you trying to get this broad to understand some shit, you need to get the fuck away from that, bro. Oh, shit. 30 dicks.
Wait, what?
You gotta hit it.
30 dicks. Yeah, it's a picture from a previous episode. Some previous episode. You gotta
you know
be there.
What?
To understand. 30.
I'm not.
But yeah, that.
I'm not.
Yeah, but that sassy shit, like
that's a nut job for sure. Huh?
That's sassy stuff.
But
I guess I won't be around no chick that would tell me that I'm sassy, because I guess the way I'm wired, no
Got
chick
you.
Will ever say that to me.
Right.
But I hear more towards the younger generation.
But they changing the definition, because, see, my thing is, these kids got a way of changing some stuff up where, at one point, even when it came to cap, I'm like, capping? Truth?
Right.
I'm like, that used to be roasting folks. Yeah, like, what are we talking about?
Yeah.
So there is a way for words to get. So now, instead of it being sassy, like, you know, on a, like, you a bitch or you got feminine tendencies and stuff like that, because that's how we associate sassy. These kids are nowadays. I'm like, no, that just means you're quick with your retorts. You're quick with
right.
it.
Right, and yeah, that would never flow.
And that won't flow for my generation.
And now, yeah, because we were saying
I would
like
never feel
day.
Comfortable somebody calling my child sassy. That ain't
the new
biz.
Sassy with the kids is zesty now.
Yeah.
Cause
they
like,
zesty.
I like the Burger King zesty sauce with the onion rings.
Right, right,
that's
right.
The shit to me,
so,
right?
So look,
how did you translate that shit to food?
but he did.
That's
so
the wrong big guy.
That's dumb.
That's supposed to be
nigga.
The worst. That's supposed to be your
nigga.
Job. He tried to
so
take
I
your
told,
place.
Man, I told the kids, I'm like, I got some zesty sauce for the onion rings. They're like,
this nigga,
zesty.
Give me a Whopper, no onions, ass nigga.
Like, what you mean? And I'm like, what is zesty? Oh, zesty is like. You know what I'm saying? The new sassy with dudes. It's like right. The whole you
that nigga
right.
Zesty.
Poked out.
Hey,
like if you zesty,
so,
you like kind of off.
So look,
like
I was looking
in the tank.
I was looking for some
No, that's not
shit.
Even what that mean. That is not what that mean. I don't got nothing to do with sugars, tanks, none of that stuff. That mean that dude just spicy. He always got something real quick to say. These
yeah.
kids talk these niggas
yeah,
wear
yeah,
more
yeah,
leggings
yeah, new
and
niggas.
Blouses
different.
Than the females.
Yeah, these new niggas different. Hey, turn the Bluetooth thing up, dog. So I was looking for something else. To pertain to what we mm-hmm. talking about, but then I found another one, dog. So you know how they do the the one panel with the group, everybody be, and they doing the tours and shit. I forget. Some old man Tripp that be on there, dog, he be dropping gems, dog. And what he about to say here really pertains to what we talking about, dog.
Okay. Keep this shit. All right.
Oh, yeah. Person, when they open up, every time they open up, they're either rejected or it's hijacked. They're not going to feel safe with you. And a lot of times men don't have the spaces to be safe in. So being like getting like out, that's not a habit for most men.
As a black man, where else am I safe?
Exactly. Amen. A lot of times it's with the women in our lives, because that's not where the conflict be at most times. And even if it is, it's manageable. You feel me? Like the conflict that most black men facing outside the home, bro, we don't want to deal with it like that when we come home.
No, peace.
I'll even take disagreeing with you from time to time. But when I open up, when I tell you what it feel like out there, please don't make that a time that we got to go at each other. When I'm trying to tell you what it feel like to actually carry it, you dig me? Because this really destroying us out here, bro. Mm-hmm. No bicker. Like, so when a black man specifically feels safe enough to, like, let you in on what that feel like just in that moment, bro, if you don't have it, let him know that so he can pack it back up. You feel me? Like before he hurt. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, when a black man feel rejected, I'm trying to tell you, as one, that's one of the, like you don't understand how used to that black man have to become to survive. You feel me? So when it tell you what that feel like, just if you can't, if you gonna reject him in that moment, let him know before he start to take it out.
That's a drop before he take it out. Is he gonna drop? Is he gonna drop before he take it out?
Always one nigga in the group. It's always one nigga.
He gonna drop before he take it out. Yeah,
wait a minute. Take the opportunity to nigga some shit up.
But you know what, though? In my response to that, most of the stuff what he was saying was true. But I think if a man, even if you at home with your old lady, and you try to tell a woman how you feel about something, all it take is one time. If you try to express some shit and they're not really feeling you while you try to say some shit, most times most dudes won't do it again.
Right. No. You just move different after that.
You just
shit.
Move different. Yeah.
We just gonna be quiet and move different. That's all.
Hey, and this is the one I was gonna play for Dre when he said you ain't gonna tell me how to do or whatever.
Oh, here we go.
We'll talk about that some other time.
No, I wanna talk about it now.
Fred, I said we'll talk about that some other time.
Oh, you went.
You don't tell me what I talk about.
And you know what? You right. And you know, and most motherfuckers.
You don't tell me what I talk about in my own house.
Wait.
Don't you
wait,
point
wait
your
finger
at my
though.
Nose, Fred Sanford.
I'll point my finger at your nose, and I'll point my foot somewhere else.
Yeah, that's. Wait. Wait till the next one. The next one. This nigga got drops all day.
You see, the same. Nothing has changed. The same crude manners. The same fighting fists.
And you still got the same bad temper, the same big fat mouth.
His mouth is so
here go the one right here.
Listen, you don't tell me how to talk to my son, woman.
And don't you raise your voice at me, Fred Sanford.
I raise my voice when I get ready.
Not to me, you won't.
You and anybody else. You don't tell me when to raise my voice. I ain't taking no stuff off my first wife, and I ain't gonna take none off you either.
Yep, guilty as charged. And those who know me, yes, I am guilty as charged.
That's what I say. I found a perfect shit for Dre.
At this point in my life,
that shit, I'm like, oh, damn, I got that clip.
I get no fucks. Who? I get no fucks. Not at this point.
Oh shit.
Yeah, but to a certain degree, like, I want people to understand, men and women. Yes, you should have a safe space, especially at home.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
However, this is just my little humble little opinion.
There's a however.
Your little humble opinion.
Okay. Brush yourself, ladies and gentlemen.
Come on now. Hold on both hands. We going somewhere.
Humble. This is rare.
When you shut up. When you have feelings, people need to understand. Feelings are not wrong. How you feel is legit how you feel. So if you're going to come at somebody based upon what you feel, sometimes perception is your reality. And if somebody is telling you, that's not what I said or that's not what my intention was, you have to decide, do I want to just stay right in my feelings? Because I have every right to you voice your opinion, do all that good stuff. But if your feelings is based upon something that was self-internalized or something that you perceived wrong for yourself and someone is either trying to clarify some stuff, correct it, I've literally had conversations and arguments with somebody who's like, okay, you're right in that regard. I should have did da-da-da-da. And then they still want to hang on to it. But you can't cut me off while I'm expressing myself. You didn't express yourself as expressive as one can express. And you didn't already, I didn't concede it. I didn't said you right. How can we go forward moving on, you know, or do you want, because I've literally had to have an argument with my significant other. And one time I told him, I'm like, you know what? Do you want to be mad and right, or do you want to be progressive and happy? Because I've already told you, you know what? I can see it from your point of view. You right. I was wrong. Yeah, because, okay, so now I got to sit here and then hear you reaffirm for the next 10 minutes about what I already said. I agree. You are right. My problem is.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. Hold man.
But you, one part
no,
of that.
No, no, no,
go
no,
ahead.
No, no. Hold the fuck on, man. Because I wanted
wait,
you to,
whoa.
I wanted you to keep going.
The Oracle okay. speaks.
But this shit hit me, dog, because you said this shit like 3 fucking times. You actually.
When you're right, you're right. I don't need you.
You actually took accountability and acknowledged the fact of you being wrong and another and a man being right?
True, but sometimes it's not always a wrong.
Oh,
it could
shit.
Be one of those things of,
No.
I see where you're coming from.
Yeah,
so in that regard,
yeah.
you're right.
Yeah, no,
I
no,
see it.
But that's what I'm saying.
Small victories for black men. I hear a woman took accountability.
Claps on that.
I know some of y'all don't know that, but.
I don't want the claps. I don't.
We got a woman that took accountability.
It's very rare.
Because, unfortunately, sometimes women, not all, but some mistake being, if you make a mistake or if you did something to hurt somebody's feelings, it don't matter about your intention. Someone can still get hurt by something that you said or did, even if you did not purposefully try to do it. So instead of you trying to equate that with, I'm a bad person, no, you're just wrong today. Let it go. It's okay. Sometimes you're going to fuck up. And then the one thing that we need to stop doing, it's more so on the women and the men, but men do it too.
Oh, shit.
Tit for tat bullshit. That's why sometimes those feelings get overlooked.
God damn it, preach. Shit.
Once you do that, it is not up to you to then be like, well, I've accepted, prime example, the woman's whole creed
a lot
when it
of
comes to,
hate
I didn't let you.
Shit, fast by the nut on herself, man, the way that nigga.
I didn't accept your other baby mama's. So then you decide, okay, well, you know what? I'm going to do something to you just so you can see how I feel. The reason why that backfires is 2 simple reasons. Number one,
man.
Your shit was done on purpose to
on
possibly
purpose.
Get a reaction. Number two, everybody don't react the same way. So you
no.
can't get your little feelings hurt because this nigga was not as accepting of your bullshit as you are of his. You got 2 options. Either accept his bullshit or don't.
Fats on her skeet, ladies
and
gentlemen.
I know it's easier said than done, but you ain't got to, not that I'm 40, I don't give a fuck about a lot of shit right
dog,
now.
Man, look.
But you know she didn't call him sassy, because you know some women that call a dude sassy to
I
shut him up.
Right. First of all, if I'm going to call you sassy, that means I don't respect you.
Thank you. That, man, look, man. It,
so if I'm a, especially if you're my man. Now, if I don't know you and I don't have no respect for you, yes, I've said some horrible things to niggas and I meant it. I'm standing on business. I meant every word that I said to that bitch-ass nigga. Meant
stand
every word.
Man,
he would say it again.
Let me tell y'all something, too, man.
Yeah.
Let me tell y'all something, too, man. This is her. We didn't bring her on here because she's, you know, pro-men or pro-this or got a certain view or whatever. Honestly, we wasn't expecting this out of Joy. Not that she's never said no shit like this before.
Hey,
I'm just saying this is her.
I was.
So she's...
You know what,
me
why?
Too.
Because I know Joy.
Well, yeah. I mean,
me
okay.
too.
So,
Joy
so,
is
so,
about
so
as
let's,
real as they come.
So I'm just saying...
I'm pro-logic. If it makes sense, it fucking makes
no,
sense.
No, she's
and that's what and that's what I mean. Like, we all know Joy.
She
we know we
balanced.
Quote-unquote expect, but we I'm just saying... The way it's going like that. You know what I'm saying?
No. She is balanced. You know why? Because she admit when she's wrong.
Right. But
and
exactly.
It needs to be more of y'all.
So
like my line of business, we call them outliers.
Outliers,
it
exactly.
needs to be more of y'all to admit when you're
I
wrong.
I understand that terminology because I'm a certified
master. So human
master.
Ass collection
there you go.
So like a human collection plate right now.
Right. Human collection plate. I like that.
Human collection plate.
But see, here's why I say that, Joy, and I'm not going to say I'm blown away, because we've been in these shows and had these, and you had these moments, and we've all, you know, being on y'all shows, and I chime in like, say it, girl, and all kind of shit. But the reason why is because it's like, it's still a breath of fresh air when you hear it, you know, coming from a woman's mouth, because there's so many times... Well, you'll hear of an argument or somebody talk about they situation and tell you, and even when you hear both sides, and you sit there and go, it's okay that you're wrong. Like, we're all wrong. It's not like your man or your husband or your whatever is going to be like, ha-ha, bitch, I got you.
Right.
I told you.
Now, but there are some that do that.
I'm about to say, there are
some that do that.
There's a lot of them that do that shit.
I was about
petty
to add,
as fuck.
I was about to add, there are some petty niggas that will do that. That's a whole.
Oh, you said the wrong way. Gotcha, bitch.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Gotcha, bitch.
All right, Dave Chappelle.
I'm a high level of petty, but I ain't that level of petty.
I mean,
but I'm just saying, because you do got them niggas out there, but I'm just saying, I don't know what it is. From a woman's perspective? Is it that, like, what is it that causes a lot of women? And I know this is just your opinion.
True.
But what is it that causes a lot of women to not want to be accountable to that tune of, hey, you know what? I did fuck up, baby.
Oh, shit. We in deep water.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, fuck it, man.
Come on, we going down there.
Fuck that
we
shit.
Going down in the Pacific.
Bitch, too. I'm feeling a little authentic.
And I ain't even the one that
sharks.
Did it. I ain't even the one that did it. I'm proud, man.
I'm just, no, because I
was
asking.
Rubbed off on the Oracle. That's what's up.
Stereotypically speaking.
I'm just saying because we have a woman here that has that view that's, you know, on the balanced tip.
And she's balanced.
But what is it that in your honest opinion, that causes a lot of women to be that? And I'm talking about the ones that, like, will cry, know they wrong, dead to rights the whole nine, and it's like, dog, what you?
Because I'll go from two perspectives. Stereotypically speaking, if it's a toxic relationship,
this shit might go in deep water. We might be prepared for this shit.
Because some women,
it's always toxic though.
Hell yeah, it's toxic.
No, sometimes it's manipulation, but manipulation is a form of toxicity. So if you are doing that, that's considered toxic. Now, I will say this. Sometimes some women have a hard time being accountable because, say, if they are dealing with someone that is petty, it's hard to tell somebody that you're wrong and they're right, knowing they're not going to let it go.
Right.
Nobody wants to be held captive to a mistake all the time. And some men will do that, or they like doing stuff to put you on blast or put you in your place. You are not to talk to me as if I belong to you as a possession.
Mm.
The thing that you should possess should be my feelings, my heart, and protecting me and providing. Providing does not always mean financial. It means providing an environment where I can be safe with you to tell you I messed up.
Wait. Say that one more time about providing.
Providing is not always financial. Providing means, from my little perspective, in my opinion, finances don't protect you and they don't provide because they can come and go. Mm. But if you can provide a household where I know that you have integrity, I can trust your decisions, you're providing a safe space for me. And if we have children, our children, you're providing a sense of guidance, protection. Those are all things that a person should provide. Now, granted, if you can help me financially, that's great. Because my dad was always a provider, and my mother made more money than him, and she didn't pay, you know, she only paid her bills and some of the utilities. But my father took care of the household stuff, and they had a joint account where they would put that in, and that would take care of the utilities. But my mother didn't pay the mortgage note. My dad did. Mm. So, and just because you make more money does not mean you're more responsible. That's a whole other thing. But
more responsible?
Well, because people assume more money means I got all the, but you can be reckless with money, and a person that doesn't make as much as you will have more money than you.
I just wanted you to designate which way you meant as far as
that's what I meant like that, because just because you make a lot does not mean that you have more money. It just means you make more than I do. But having money means I got some money saved.
So how do we quell that?
Just
in general.
I like
Okay, because that's one of the reasons why I brought that up, because some women don't know how to admit they're wrong, because if she is the housewife or the house, you know, the mother that takes care of everything, and you're still criticized, because sometimes people, unfortunately, when it comes from men to women, especially a domestic woman, she's going to always feel like she got to kind of walk on eggshells because her job is taken for granted, because if you do it successfully, that means your house is operating and you ain't got to worry about the kids. Food is done. Stuff is taken care of. Laundry is done. Like the stereotypical roles. Now you want to complain about something that I did. It's like, okay, so word of advice to men. If you talk to your woman and she knows more about what you can't stand about her and what she don't like, more than what you do like about her, because it's assumed that she know I love her. That's why sometimes it's hard to be like accepting that you're wrong for doing something wrong to you, because I've been listening to you dog me out all day, all week, all month, or through our relationship. The only time me and you talk is when you're telling me it's something I've done wrong.
Right.
It's hard to sit back and accept that, because it's like, well, what the fuck do you like, nigga? Because
Okay, so
that's one reason why sometimes it's hard for me to take it wrong. Now the other part is women sometimes, not all, but some, can equate wrong with bad. And they don't want to be a bad person.
Mm.
I'm not a bad person. That's when the tears start coming. I can't believe you would say I'll do that. Because they equate intention with actuality. Just because the assumption is you would never intentionally try to hurt someone. That does not mean that you can't hurt someone. regardless of the intention or not. So for some women, sometimes they like to weaponize the tears, or they're so sensitive because their automatic thing is, you did this that I didn't like going for. Don't you try to make it seem like I'm a bad person. Look at all the stuff that I do. And it, he didn't call you a bad person. This nigga just said he, you did something he ain't like.
So you know what I think? I this is my personal, but it's my personal feeling, but I've heard this from other people as well. I think that also goes to, fuck it, yeah, I said it and I'm saying it.
All right, say it, nigga.
This motherfucker on the road today, like, right, fuck right. it, I'm saying
fuck it. I'll say it.
I think it goes to a lot of the fact that a lot of women cannot handle constructive criticism from their mate. See, it's one thing when you ask your homegirl, your friend or whatever, how does this look, but just, you know, about something, and they tell you something, and you take it as word or you take it as bond.
Mm-hmm.
But you ask your mate the same thing. They tell you a perspective about it.
Mm-hmm.
And you blow it off, look at them like it's stupid. Or like you said, they're telling you this that's, you know, quote unquote, perceived as bad. But it's not bad. It's something that, it's a fault you have. Your mate is pointing out said fault to try to help make you better. Now, the delivery, I understand the delivery of
it
does make a difference.
Correct.
That I will, you know, say and agree with.
Right.
But it's like saying, hey, and I'm going to use you as a reference. I'm being funny in it, but I'm just using it as the reference. That's like saying Fats. You eat a lot of fucking shit. You know what I'm saying? You might want to worry. All the shit that you eat, you might want to worry about it.
He
with
caught
your
a stray.
No, I told him ahead of time he going to catch this stray, but I'm just using him as the example. You eat a lot of greasy shit, nigga. You might want to worry about your heart health.
That nigga double tapped your ass real quick.
He
fucking
shot me in the goddamn chest.
That came off.
This nigga went from constructive criticism to now he had MD talking about, you need to be worried about your BMI.
But I'm just saying.
Body mass index.
But I said it like that on purpose to say that.
Chicken and waffles four times this week already.
You want a greasy snack away from diabetes, right, my nigga.
From diabetes. Oh, man, I got a funny story
from
about
the Bettis.
Wait, I got a funny diabetes story to light it up later, but just to finish up the point.
In fairness, that's a very unique way of saying I have a funny diabetes story.
No, you got to hear the shit. It happened to me yesterday. It's funny.
That nigga double-tapped you, nigga, full clip.
What? Let me let me get back to it, though.
Call of Duty or yours.
I said it like that on
no reset.
I said it like that, and I prepaced and said I was gonna do it, but
he hardcore double time.
I said it like that on purpose to say that yes, the delivery of that was fucked up.
Yes, and then you kept adding more to the delivery, which is hilarious.
Right, but my point is, okay, so from an aspect, it is what it is.
Woo!
But it's one of those, okay, you have a fault.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pointing it out to you, and we're using, let's say, with the a not so abrasive delivery version of you know. And then you get it's the same feeling. Like you just said, you know, the tears, the waterworks, blah, blah, blah. And it's, what about in those situations? Because at that point, it's not somebody being petty and just trying to tear you down or talk shit. They're really trying to help build you back up or show you, like, hey, I see a spot that you can grow yourself in.
Okay.
Or that you can work yourself in, but you're taking it as,
I've been in both scenarios. As a woman, I've been in both scenarios. So I'll give you two, and I'll just use me. The first one that I've experienced, you have to be careful with what your connotation of flaw or faults are. Because if it's the same stuff that I've been doing or the same things or characteristics that I had when I first met you and you still courted me, and now I'll use me as an example. One of my exes could not stand the fact that I am naturally charismatic and I talk to people. So I end up getting attention. It is not done on purpose. Once we got together, he wanted me to change all of that about myself. To me, that's not a flaw or a fault. That's just something about my character he thought he was giving me constructive criticism.
All day.
That's when I'd be like, what? So I'm doing the same stuff I was doing. I used to try to change myself because anybody that knows me know I love the ballroom and dance and stuff. When me and that brother was together, I never forget it. I took him out for his birthday. We did the princess boat thing, had a great time. He walking around the boat, running into people that he met, talking to folks.
Hey,
some dude gave me a compliment, and I was like, please get away from me, please, because I did not want that dude storming down, seeing you talk to me, because I don't want to argue about this when we get
you
home.
Cheating on me, girl.
Or anything. Like, what you say to him, make him come up to you. I ain't said nothing. And so everybody at the ballroom, I'm sitting down while he's floating around the boat, and I'm just sitting there looking stupid in the face because I didn't want to get caught ballrooming and a dude want to dance me, or it just it was going to turn into something. He would always critique that. From his point of view, he thinks he's giving a criticism. So you need to be mindful. Is it a criticism or is it just something that once you got with her now, it was attractive to you, but because you always think, because usually it's either insecurity or you know you're doing some dirt.
Right.
Now, because that's the same thing that attracted me to you.
Right.
Now you're so insecure that you're exactly. Right. And you're not secure in where we are. Those are not criticisms. Those are you making me responsible for your insecurity.
Right.
And that is not right to put that on somebody. Agreed. If you got a problem, you've 100%. Done dirt. That's not a criticism to point out 100%. Something because you're trying to shade from you.
Yeah, 100%.
Now, as a person that has used emotions as a weapon before when I was younger, I'm instantly sensitive. So a lot of stuff will hurt my feelings. My problem was I used to take it as an attack. And so
that's not me.
So then I would start crying. Yeah. And then the other part of me was, I don't even feel like dealing with this year. This nigga right, but I feel like I don't feel like hearing this. And I know he hates seeing me cry, so I'm just gonna start crying. Yeah, that's when I was petty and immature.
Manipulation, ladies and gentlemen. Yes.
That's what I'm saying. Man.
She weaponized her emotions.
All day long. And then I realized I got with one dude, even that one ex, I will say every relationship should teach you something. He taught me that shit don't work because I would cry all the time and he didn't give a fuck. He didn't care. He didn't give a fuck. He was like, that shit ain't gonna work on me. I was like, fuck, it ain't gonna work. So it helped me. It made me force myself to be more mature and grown about how I react to stuff. Because just like how I should be able to tell you when you said X, Y, Z or when you did certain things, this is how it made me feel in my relationship with you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck what you did in the other one.
Right.
That's that. That's not what I am right now. Mm. And if you were comfortable talking to her crazy, see, you ain't gonna call me no bitch to my face and think it's cute, thinking, well, you my bitch. No, I'm the fuck not. Now, if you want a bitch, you better go fuck them other hoes. I'm not gonna have my man call me no bitch. I don't find it respectful at all. My friends, yes, but if you, that's when women start using the word sassy. Okay, if you wanna do everything my female friends do, then come on in. Right. Just like your woman should not be able to talk to you the same way your dudes do.
Right. So let me ask this question. Why you said what you said? Because it just made me, I can say trigger, but.
Man, fuck that, man. When y'all gonna do y'all show, man? Fuck this shit.
Right.
Authentically, Dre and Joy.
We need to. Yeah. You know, me and Joy need to get together to do a show, man. We gotta work out the logistics.
For real. I can swear this shit was supposed to go.
Yeah, your people call my people and
it was. Right.
We can do business. Yeah. We can do business.
So, damn, what the fuck?
This is business.
Business.
You know, T.I.'s son, his teeth was eating up the rest of the words. So I thought you were going to say business.
Damn. That's like, okay, remember how we went through
eat
the, okay, up. You know, we all black.
Eat them up.
Eat them up.
You know,
never get kind of like, is that girl have a hysterectomy?
Because we all black. Yes. You know what I'm saying? We took the word nigga and made it our own word. So we wouldn't get offended when we would say it to each other.
Right.
But if a white person said it to us, we'd be triggered.
Nigga, I'm like gonna kill this wife. Motherfucker.
Right. Hey, nigga, so now, when women.
That's a message within itself.
Right. So my question
that's
is.
A lesson of black people.
Yes.
So my question is
so fucking hard. You got to mentally switch that shit
right.
So it don't hurt as bad.
So when a woman, when women out here calling each other bitch, used to be a time you would never call a female a bitch. Like most men, like I won't call no female a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Why did it, like, for women just be like, and I'm hearing women just free with it, mm-hmm. bitch. 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 I'm like, wait a minute. Didn't they hate the word bitch?
Yes.
Why all of a sudden now it's like a term of endearment and shit?
Maybe too short and snoop with it.
Bitch. Wait a minute. Before endearment is, I know to some people, endearment is a big word.
I'm not about to play this game with you. That's
sometimes you got
to
clarify terms of endearment.
Shit.
It's in a dictionary.
That's what that meant, didn't he?
Look it up. You know, sometimes you got to dial it back and slow it down for some people.
Dial it back and slow it
down.
I'm about to play with
him.
That's what I'm about to do.
You know I'm telling the truth.
Yes, telling the truth. Won't he do it?
The views and opinions does reflect authentic Dre podcast.
I'm not about to do
this. You notice I said it does not.
Right, he said it does.
Right.
So can you answer, how did that become a thing?
Because the same way that you said when it comes to black folks. At this point, now all women don't like it, just like all black folks don't like being called nigga.
Right.
I'm not even talking about that. But as far as... At one point, it was meant to be derogatory. Because think about it. Women have lived their life, majority. They used to have permission to get a credit card just for themselves from their husband. If a woman wanted her tubes tied, if she was married, her husband had to be a part of it and decide it for you. You know what I'm saying? So at this point, if I got to take something and make it for myself, That's what I'm going to do. So, bitch, yeah, you rocking that dress, bitch. My girl, bitch, yeah. So we can do all of that. No,
let
you cannot.
Let us say that shit. That shit gonna be triggered like a motherfucker.
You cannot do that. You know, same thing with now, WIFO's been saying nigga for a long, so we took it from you. You can say it if you want to. No one is saying that you can't say it. You just got to deal with the reaction.
No, if he said it, it's just like Cat Williams said, yes. He said it in front of the right niggas.
But see, my thing is, if you said it, fool, if you can say whatever you want to,
right.
Are you willing to deal with the repercussions of what you said?
Right. Last time a chick told me to call a bitch, I was in a compromised position.
Ew, nobody wants to hear about that.
Hey, I'm just saying. I was in a compromised position. So I was like,
that's totally different.
But I was like, wait, what?
But again, that's that bitch decision. So if that's what she want, that's cool.
30.
But that's where you set up your own.
Right.
You set up your literally. Own standard for dating and boundaries within your own relationship. You ain't gonna call me one. I don't give a damn under any circumstance. Because the way I look at it, if a man does that, then that's one step away from going and saying other derogatory things, you know, because I've never known a dude to really mean bitch as a compliment. It's right. Either one or two things. They really don't like you or your stank-ass attitude, or they look at you as being a notch. I don't want to be considered either one of those things.
Right.
And even when I do have my attitude, you should find, especially if you care for me, because we're talking about in a relationship. Now, have I been called a bitch by a bitch-ass nigga before? Yes, I have. Did I give a fuck? No, because I'm not with you. So right. I don't have to show you the same level of respect, and I don't have to revere you the same way I revere my man. Point blank, any period. I will never be treated by my man like a regular nigga in these streets. That's why I don't call him that.
Hey, like Fats, like you said, but in a compromised position, in the words of Fats, take it, bitch.
Nah. Take it. What my man say? What the fuck did my man say that when he was here?
Bitch.
Nah. That's what my man say,
because
it's the algorithm, Dre.
Right.
Ain't no
right.
motherfucking algorithm.
And it's real.
Ain't no motherfucking algorithm.
You ain't the algorithm at all, boy.
The dude you was on a podcast with, he was like, Dre, it's algorithm. Nigga, ain't no motherfucking algorithm.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's real, because at the end of the day, I do feel like it's the same thing both ways.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would, you know what I'm saying? I would never call my wife a bitch. That's not mm-hmm. what I do.
Shout out to Shayla.
She, for sure.
Shout out to EB, my sister-in-law.
Whether she was good with that or not, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because we've been in arguments before. She'd be like, hey, I wouldn't even give a fuck. It is what it is.
She'd say that until it happened, and I could see her right now. I'm like, oh, no, don't fuck do that.
And I never would.
Exactly.
But at the same time, she would never call me a nigga because hell the fuck no. Now, my niggas call me niggas all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But if my wife said to my face, whatever, nigga, I'd... What? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, then I'd be like, "What, bitch, what?
Yeah, you know what?
Now y'all out here having a rap beat.
A lot of shit.
You know I'm going to tell her.
Because it's in the context.
I know his reaction. I'm just not going to say
it. You know, shit like that. So, you know, it's all in the context of it, too.
True.
No, it's not.
Because my dude don't like being called nigga regardless.
My wife never said nigga in no context.
And I'm not going
to
call him.
No.
She might have said it to her girls, and that's fine.
Now, Reddit, yes. And that's where the safe space is for that. Because I'd be like, that nigga ignorant. But
right.
I would never say
it to my face.
Him.
Hell no.
Because it's a level one. He asked not to be called that, so I'm gonna respect that. Just like you're not gonna talk to me a certain kind of way. Like when it comes to disciplining our son or whatever. You know, we really ain't gotta do that too much. Me and you gonna be on the same page. You're not gonna undermine my authority, and I'm not gonna undermine yours. We've always played that role.
Yeah.
Your word ain't the final one. We need to have a conversation because I'm just as important in his life as you are.
Mm-hmm.
But
Bobby Boucher.
When them dudes want to be, back to that zesty, sassy stuff, to me, I said it to a dude before? Yes, and I meant it. And that's because there's something different about some of these new-ass niggas, because niggas is really caring about what type of person woman is caring now. They care about how many likes they got on social media. They doing more posting and selfie shit.
Man.
And so I'm not from that genre. So I'm like, this... He was like, oh, what kind of bag is that? I see, because he was talking about my little Glamaholic bag. Shout out to Glamaholics. he was like, oh, you got a lot of G's on him. He was like, I ain't never seen a Gucci purse. I said, boy, if you don't get out of my face with this bullshit, because he had the whole little knapsack carry-on thing and,
man,
his Hoochie Daddy pants.
He had to shut a sharp on.
Right.
They did Shay so wrong,
nigga
dog.
Nigga had on some coochie cutters, and I'm just...
They did Shay so wrong with that shit, dog. If you see the whole video,
dog,
it wasn't even like that. But they just took them two clips that made that nigga look real fucking sweet and sour, nigga. Boy, oh my God. But you know what's fucked up, Joy? That you said that about with the fashion thing. That's why, like... And, like, some of y'all niggas know, some of y'all don't.
That's why, like, I've never really expressed or went through my love of fashion the way that I've have or that I have it as far as women's fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I actually thought about when I was young, like early.
Wait. You like women's fashion?
Listen to me, dog.
You said what you said. I'm trying to clarify. No. You like
it's
women's
fashion? It's a lot of men that design clothes. Let me explain. For women.
I was about to say.
Well, yeah, because you like what you want to see.
Exactly.
Correct.
Because you like what you want to see
on
a woman.
I dress a woman cold as fuck.
That's what you ain't answering my question.
Can I tell you, I would love if my dude put an outfit together for me.
I'm trying to.
Do you like women's fashion or not?
Yeah.
In the context that you try to go, nigga, no, nigga. But like you said, as far as dressing a woman and shit.
Yeah.
You see, I try to get him like
this. He's trying to make it zesty.
City. Punk-ass, gray-ass nigga trying to get my ass.
And you want to talk about a safe space for niggas to express their feelings. He's talking about, he's trying to.
Ain't that about a bitch.
But you
got to
figure out, was that
karma
for your critiques about him?
Yeah, that's facts back on that. I ain't mad at the nigga shit.
That's the facts, man. I had your back.
No, I almost went into women's fashion.
What up, cuz? I said, what up? What up, cuz?
Right. Because I thought about it, cuz like the same, but like
what
you
up,
said,
Uncle Dave? What up?
I got an eye for shit. And right. I can tell like what looks good, doesn't look good, should wear, body type, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always done that. Like, like my wife would tell you, it's been I don't do it often because a lot of times you already know when you're dealing with your significant other. Does this look good? How does this not, you know, but we've been in stores before when I've literally put outfits for her together.
That's,
you know what I'm saying?
I would love that shit.
Yeah. And she go out and she wear it and she rock it and it's cold.
Hell
you know
what
I'm saying?
Now you can't wait to take it off her.
Right, all day.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Fuck
but
yeah.
but that's the whole, you know what I'm saying? So
meanwhile, Paul Dre is over here like, the fuck?
Hey, why am I thinking about some RuPaul? Like, you better run.
but nigga, but that's the thing. A lot of people don't realize, like.
You are safe here, Brown Bear. You are safe.
But what most people don't realize is most of all the famous designers, they're women. I'm sorry, they're
men.
Women. They're men. They're
of
men.
Course.
They got great legs like baby.
They're not women.
Nigga,
they're men.
Hey, just who, like, you know who invented bras? Wasn't it a man?
And ain't never had to hold up no titties without his hand
ever. You want
to
see the titties?
You
want to
see the titties sitting up
so.
But that might be why it's so uncomfortable, because if you ain't never had to wear it,
you don't know how it is.
Exactly. So fuck that nigga.
Hey, for the record, man, titties are awesome.
Titties are.
Shout out to titties.
And the world's a fence. Titties make the world go round.
Yeah, titties make the world go round.
Titties make the world go round.
But I'm just. But
Hashtag pro lunges matter.
Healthy titties.
I was
going to
say, because all titties don't make the world go around.
No.
Sometimes they make the
healthy
world go stop.
Healthy titties make the world go around.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, like, you
and
know,
by
like
healthy,
I said,
he mean perky.
But because of that
perky,
whole
baby.
Thing.
Yeah, full, like, full.
Full.
No, titties with beautiful areolas make the world go around.
Stupid. See, we done went in a whole other direction now, but they do make the world go around.
Wait, they going to turn around.
But
I hate it here.
But the point is, I'm just saying, like, my point with that is, like, you can't be that dude all the time because now I know where that dude was going, because from what you described. But
no,
because
he was a straight dude, so I was not quite. But see, my thing is, what I don't know. I didn't sleep with him, so I don't really give a fuck.
What dude we talking about? What dude?
The same dude that had the
that
tight
complimented
pants
me about
and all this shit.
But see, here's the thing. I don't mean a dude that just can put an outfit together and he look clean. That to me is somebody that's a fashion forward kind of person.
Right.
Or you compliment my bag.
Right.
I'm talking about them label whore kind of dudes. And it's a lot of females.
That's
it's
what
a
I'm
lot
talking
of,
about. That,
that dude, no, we know the difference.
But,
and when I'm, hold on, let me.
But there can be a misconception of the two.
It
and
could
that's,
be,
and
but
that's
I would not
what I'm saying,
them.
Yeah.
I will say this. The way, because have you not heard how some of these dudes, they be on their Drake stuff or they in their soft air, whatever they want to call it now.
Yeah, I can't.
Or they be on some, look at how she got, the, you know, and they care too much about, okay. I ain't dating no bitch, they ain't got no Gucci bag and no Louis Vuitton.
Right.
I don't like, now to me, that makes you zesty.
Yeah, I can't deal with that singing ass nigga.
No, that makes you a bitch.
That too. But see, ain't that zesty?
That singing ass nigga, I can't relate.
I can't fuck with that nigga, man.
I love me some full Drake, dog.
You know.
Hey, also real shit, dog.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about a dude that's like, you put that together nice. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's a compliment.
Wait, hold on. And it make you not want to stand yourself sometimes.
I ain't going to bullshit nobody,
nigga. You be like, fuck, man, this nigga, fuck you.
Hey, in high school and even maybe my early 20s, nigga, hey, yeah, I used to go fucking dumb over some bitches.
You was over here zesty.
No, hey, I used to go head first over some hoes.
She got a Louis Vuitton purse. Look at her.
I was trying to save everything.
Nigga outside bras, windows, and shit.
Nigga.
Singing with the bed draws and shit.
Hey, tell him, Dubbies.
Like from that Common video that you was the dude.
Right. bitch don't call you back soon enough. You listening to Drew Hill in the car.
Tell me what you want.
Hey, because a small part of you love Marvin's Room because you can relate and all kind of bullshit. Oh, like, are you here right now?
That nigga got that singing
Secret Garden. Tell me a secret.
I love me some Full Drake, dog. Man. Fuck that. Oh. We can cry over some
Dub over here on his soft, man. He in his soft era.
I fucks with him, too. He be on some silly shit, and I be like, this nigga, but this shit cold, though, nigga.
Whatever.
What we at on time, man? We got to touch some hard-hitting shit when we got
to do it. 45 minutes, man.
Okay.
All right, let's talk about old girl who got her back blew out by Jalen Green, man.
I'm sorry, what?
Let's talk about the chick who had a 22-year-old get her pregnant and she was in
Oh, my God, not Drea. Not Drea Michelle.
Man, she got,
yes.
Listen, man. Here's my
that poor young man, where's his family?
Here's my take.
Back shots for bucks.
Here's my take on that, man. Look, I'm going to tell you right now, dog. All right,
it's been real.
You talk about toxic. Look, man, I say this, man. This is where young niggas get caught up.
Yes.
She fine as hell. She got a body. Okay.
But all built the same now. Go to buildawhore.com.
Right.
You'll find
it. Right.
Thank you. Right. You want
and what's funny is she one of the originators of that build or whatever.
Hey, did you hear about the BBL stanking that's going, like, is trending right now?
I'm sorry. What did you say?
Hey, so hold on. About that? Hold on. Before we get to that, let's finish addressing Jalen Green first, though, nigga.
The fuck is going on?
Right.
Oh, yeah. That started like a week ago.
Yeah.
But.
The fuck have I been?
But it's like.
Bullshit.
These niggas are still just trying to get certain chicks, and it's a status thing, and these young niggas are just chasing trim. And it's like, dog.
It's like Zion Williams chasing Zion, that
Mariah Mills. Dog. It's like.
I'm sorry. Zion, big ass.
Yes. Yes.
He was trying to get who?
He was fucking
with Mariah Mills.
The poor bitch.
Porno chick Mariah Mills? Dog, he
bro,
was.
Love
she was about to expose this nigga.
It wasn't about to. She went on Twitter and was exposing this nigga. She was
right
talking
now.
All kind of shit about the nigga.
You know, Zion said, it's time to feel that throat.
Hey, to $10,000 a month. Hell yeah, it was. Nigga. He was breaking this bitch off.
That nigga built like baby button bop.
Zion got that paper, man.
That nigga built like baby bop. She should have been careful.
Oh, but that's just it. It's like, dog. Why
yeah, that
it's like the
and it's a double standard because Dre was saying
the caliber of women that you fucking with.
But here's
like,
the thing:
what the fuck?
Where are his parents? Because there's no way.
Oh, well, that nigga grown.
No, he not. No, he not. Because she's the same age as her son. That is disgusting. That is disgusting to me.
Wait,
hold on.
Somebody 20 years older than them.
We talking about Dre and old boy. We talking about
Dre and old boy.
Dre and Jalen.
Her baby daddy.
Mariah Mills and what's
her
cost?
Her baby daddy. Her new baby daddy is the same age as her son.
So wait a minute.
So if it was a dude that did it,
she got a son that's 22.
Yes.
I didn't know she had kids that old.
Yes.
She got a son that age.
Damn.
See, I'm going to speak from a man's perspective.
And that's the double standard, though.
Yeah.
Because, nigga, let one of us be with a 22-year-old bitch.
Well, I'll say this. It wouldn't be. It might be a little bit.
Dre.
Because she's 22. Now, if you started talking to her when she was 17, 18, then you a nasty nigga.
Hold on, Dre. How old is your oldest daughter, Dre?
Well, goddamn.
This nigga looking at
that. Here the two, the square root of pi.
She 20 what, nigga? What, 20?
Yeah,
26,
she,
27?
Yeah.
He did that shit, like, hold on.
Can you imagine, nigga, the perception, nigga?
Because I won't even date a chick. If I date a chick, she has to be at the minimum. My range used to be 4 years.
Yeah,
I kind of went down to, like, seven or eight.
I get that, but I'm just saying the perception, though, nigga, like she just said. He's the same age as her son.
Yes, that's
the perception, nigga. If you dating a chick, nigga, that's the same age as your daughter, nigga.
But see, the thing is, all she saw was a $400 million this man gonna make.
That is true too. And that poor child made the same bad dick decision that a lot of other people made.
Because I'm gonna speak as a man. You know, when I was in my
dick business,
when I was in my little teens,
that nigga should have covered that meat.
When I was in my teens and early 20s, you saw older chicks. You saw older chicks you wanted to hit when you was in your teens or 20s.
Yeah,
of course.
Like, if you would have told me, and I'm going to confess right here on live, if you told me, if I'm 22, 23, if Janet Jackson, Lisa, Paula Abdul bit the fuck over in front of me, I wasn't going to hit you a damn lie. I probably would have been up in that motherfucker like a jackrabbit.
Time out.
Yes,
time
but you don't have the bag at that point. She does.
Ta-da. That's what I was about to say.
See, I'm saying,
hold on, Dre. It's the difference between
an older woman fucking a young dude has always been a young dude's dream.
That nigga's got the bag.
But I'm telling you, because she was already
dreaming of our motherfucking.
But because I don't watch the reality TV. She was on that, the Basketball Wives and shit.
And wasn't married to shit. So she was a bad decision.
No, wasn't she on Love?
She was on Married.
Hold on.
She was Basketball Wives.
Wasn't she on Basketball Wives? Yes, she was. Fucking a basketball player.
No, but she was
on the show.
She was on the show.
Correct, and she wasn't married to shit. Except for bad decisions.
Wait a minute.
Who was she with, though?
She had to do a non-disclosure. They could not say his name.
Here's the thing also.
Dwight Howard.
No, that's Reese.
Yeah, she was Reese.
Oh, it was.
But wait a minute, though. Wasn't she also fucking with Joe Budden, though? And she was on Love and Hip Hop?
No, that's Tahiri.
So she began, like, her back blew up at multiple times.
Like you said, they all look the same now and shit.
She could not talk about it, but see, she was going through an active case at that point, because at one point, her life was in the spotlight back on the Basketball Wives L.A. stuff, because she had allegedly a child abuse case regarding her oldest son because it was of neglect. Now, there was some court paperwork, but I don't want to put that info out there incorrectly. Mm-hmm. So, allegedly, that's what was going on. That's why she was so sensitive, and that's why a lot of the women didn't like her. I don't know who her first baby daddy is because she could not mention his name on the show. And I don't research bitches not dating. So
she trapped my man.
Yeah, she did.
She trapped my man for about $250 million.
The pregnancy announcement, he don't got nothing on his Instagram.
That nigga like, man, I done dropped some blows in this bro.
And I know his mama and if daddy, I know they got to be.
This bro done kept a baby.
BDB.
Hey, yeah. All I'll say
bad
is,
dick business.
At least I'm glad we got Kay instead of that motherfucker.
I missed that.
Look, moral of the story, we got Kay Cunningham.
Nigga, that's a whole other topic, because, man, you got to figure out who you going to trade, Kate or Ivy, because they can't play together.
They don't care.
Oh, they can't.
I mean, just won like three games ago.
That's their whole season.
They got 10 wins for the season, man.
They got 2 out of 40.
Nah. They had 10 now.
No, they're not.
They're the worst
team. They're at 9.
I'm done with
this. Nigga, how much money you want to give me on this bet, nigga, that they got 10 fucking wins? No. Don't fucking look it up, fat ass. How much money you want to give me?
That is not a critique. This is supposed to be a safe space for black men.
So a safe space on this
shit.
How much money you want to pay me on this bet that they got 10 fucking wins?
Yeah, they just got 10. It wouldn't be me if I didn't bring up the GOAT, rest in peace, Kevin Samuels.
Okay.
Don't you clap that shit up.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man.
Clap up.
Shout out to Kevin Samuels.
Right, it's not a round of applause. It's a clap. Do this.
2 games ago.
I just want to say the fact that, you know, Kevin Samuels did his thing. You know, and I kind of understood a lot of stuff that he said.
Here we go.
I agree with like 75% of the stuff in which he said. It was what's amazing today
What about this nigga Charles and White, man? What's up?
No, hold on, fuck that. We gotta stay on topic. Charles and White's a whole nother
thing. You going there with them kind of niggas? Oh, I got.
No, see, I gotta say this, man, because
I got some heat for a nigga. Do what you do, nigga.
Yeah. I gotta get this out. So, you know, after Kevin Samuels cut all the heat for the shit that he said.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then the fact that motherfucker was celebrating when the motherfucker died.
Okay.
Yeah, I ain't like that.
Although, if you fast forward to now, at this point in time,
okay,
a lot of shit he was saying, you got women speaking out against women
and saying
the
same
very
shit
that he said.
Yep.
And then Kendra G had the nerve to turn into the very motherfucker, because you know it was a video when...
Is that the one chick? She got the curly hair or whatever, the red
ball chick from Atlanta.
Nigga.
When he cut her up on one of his shows, and now her show is
basically his shit. His shit.
Oh, wow.
Because she was always defending the women when he cut her up on his show. Now, she done turned against the women.
Now, and see, here's the thing, and this is me as a woman.
Rest in peace, Kevin Samuels, man.
Whatever.
Shout out to K-Sam.
I would never celebrate the demise or death of anybody. Now, if I don't got nothing I say, I don't say nothing. So moving on.
What up, sis? What up, Kim? What up, Michelle?
I think some women, and because I had a whole debate with a chick at Snookers, my cheers.
Shout out to Snookers, man. Snookers. They need to go up there and shoot some pool, man.
Shut up.
We got to go out there. Yeah, we got to come to this, the bowling alley. We went to on the east side, too. Well, shit, you over here. It's on 13 a mile.
Yeah, we're going to make that move. We're going to make that move.
Yeah.
Oh,
man, you just got to say win, man. Okay. Shit, I'm on down for
Thursday nights, man.
But, it was a young lady
Shout out to Uncle Kenny.
Yep.
Shout out to Uncle Kenny.
He be out there shooting pool.
Oh, for real? Yeah, it's a nice spot. But
look at your ass getting all over the city and shit. East, west,
you know,
north,
I did my thug this because it was Uncle Kenny. If it was anybody else, right, it would have been Snookers. But there's a giant difference between a woman holding a woman accountable and being objective. That's what I think I am. But I will not tear women down, and I will not, I don't speak for men. nor do I speak as if I live my life or experience it as one. I just speak as somebody that makes sense, and because I enjoy engaging conversations,
right,
and I don't take everything so personal, because if it's nothing I do, if you say it, I'm not. First of all, we got to stop hearing, if we're discussing, this is what women do, I hate the rebuttal of, well, men do this. That's not what we're talking about.
Man,
that's
right.
Not what we're talking about.
Stop it. Does not. Shout out to Joy, man. I got taken a drink on that shit.
See, now you're filling a drink with it.
So just because what you're saying may be true in your experience, if that's not what we're talking about right now, that is what we call, my friends, a deflection.
Yes.
Because you're trying to not be accountable for what we're talking
that's
about.
That's when they call dudes sassy to shut them up.
Correct.
See, and you, and with your deflection, and with your deflection comment, you about to jump into the bullets that I'm about to spray,
and
dog.
So that's dog. I don't like having discussions about that, because she was on some, we owe men a lot. If it wasn't for men, we wouldn't. I said, what point are you making? I'm not saying right. that we don't work together and owe them to a certain degree. I said, but I don't need, and she's like, because if it wasn't for them doing the dirty, like her points weren't making sense. If it wasn't for them doing a dirty job, you know, we always want to be equal with them. Would you want to go to a woman mechanic? I said, if she know what she's doing and her price is right, yeah. I don't care about
so
that.
So do you feel women and men are equal?
No. And the reason why is because there's double standards on both ends.
Yeah, we talked about this earlier. I know
we did.
Yeah,
but, you know.
I enjoy being a woman because there's certain things that I can get away with
right.
as a woman.
That we can.
Ooh, yeah.
Right.
Now, just like I'm sure you enjoy, because there's certain things that you can do and get away with because of your gender.
Right. And,
we're not
and I respect
equal,
that.
But my thing is, the opportunities should be equal. That's it. It's certain
that.
Things,
I
if it push come to shove, I don't sleep closest to the door because
you should
gender roles speak correct.
Right.
Because if somebody come in, the whole thing is they take on the perceived danger first. It does not mean
respect.
That they're going to completely be able to protect everything. Just like women. The reason why men walk closer to the curb is, heaven forbid, a car jumps the curb, he's
splash
taking that danger
anything.
For
right.
you.
Right.
So if you want to be getting rid of all this chivalrous stuff and gender roles, then that means you're taking the power of protection away from the dude. Let this man open your door, but then you also can bring him a plate. It goes hand in hand. It
right
doesn't
hand.
Mean it's your responsibility. Mm-hmm.
It's called give and
it's
take.
It's called give and take.
But let me tell you about because I know once you go.
Because y'all spend way more money on vacation than what women
right.
ever would.
I got to get this out. Yeah, I got to get this out before you go. Ladies and gentlemen, let me get this out before the Oracle goes.
Oh, shit.
You know,
the issue I have.
Oh, here we go.
With, and I've said it somewhat, if you listen to Authentic Dre episodes, you know, 1 through 26, whatever, you know what I'm saying? I've said it before.
Dicks. 30 dicks.
The issue I have with, I know a lot of women don't want to be equal
dicks.
To men. I don't blame them. They shouldn't, because we do provide, because certain jobs men do, women ain't going to do. You know, they pick and choose when they want to be equal. It's like if you're in a household and somebody breaking in the house, women who say they want to be equal to a man, if some dude breaking the house.
Go get your ass up.
What's the first thing you want to do? Go see who. She going to look at him. Go see who that is.
Well,
because
if it's a break-in, what you mean go see who
that is?
Shoot him.
But see, that's what we're supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? And
yes.
The biggest thing I say about this dating market, and everybody had issues on what a man supposed to do, what he ain't supposed to do, this,
okay.
that, and other. Regardless of who has the most money,
mm-hmm.
who has the best job, who has to do this and do that. And I've said black men are more expendable because at the end of the day, and nobody talks about this, and women don't talk about it, the national media don't talk about it, the worst, at the end of the day, your man's supposed to give his life for you.
Mm-hmm.
There is no shit a woman can do to offset a man, because you don't get no do-overs.
Okay.
A man's supposed to give his life for you. That's it. And I think women in today take that shit for granted. Like, a man's supposed to die for you. And I said it, and I talked to a lot of brothers out here. It's a lot of dudes out here that can look at their woman right now while they watching Housewives and be like, am I really going to die for this broad? Hell motherfucking no, because she ain't providing the type of shit to make a nigga want to die for this shit.
Okay, but that's the other thing, though. Dating means getting to know someone. You're not supposed to be giving your 100% right away while you're trying to be with that person.
So
you're
hold on. I gotta cut in on that.
Oracle, ladies and gentlemen. Wait for it.
Here's the thing. No.
And normally I be laughing at this
and
shit.
And dating does not mean sleeping with. But he
right
on. To.
He right. Cause I'm gonna drop a gem on motherfuckers.
Okay.
So here's the thing that I think.
Come on, Sonic.
I think that you said
that, nigga Sonic.
That you probably will understand what I'm about to say.
Okay.
But I don't think most women really do.
Rings and all, nigga.
Hitting them with them bitches, them coins.
Where tails at?
Right. Coming for Dr. Robotnik's ass.
Hey, that's a drop.
Bling. But here's the thing.
Chase the emerald.
A lot, and I like that you coupled with two. It don't always mean sleeping with. Mm-hmm. I think women have a false perception of dating.
I would agree.
And when I say that, what I mean is this. Like, and this is getting probably a little too deep for this, because I really want to get back to the nigga I want to chop into. But
shout out to the nigga.
Oh, it goes back to the whole, what we were talking about, like, we about to rewind it a little bit. But anyway, I think that, see, the problem is, like, men have this bad perception of, quote unquote, dating or having a bunch of women, where women will try to, like, not have a bunch of dudes when they're looking for a partner. And it's always like, they latch on to first dude or said dude to do something real extra, real sweet, or real cool.
I would
then you're with said dude, but this nigga really ain't shit. But you're not playing your options. You're not seeing. So it's just the one dude. So now all of a sudden,
they put all their eggs in one basket.
They put all their eggs in one basket. Now when he showed it his true colors, mm-hmm. he ain't shit. So now you move on to the next dude. Blah blah blah. He ain't shit.
Why is it
pee in the pool? All these niggas ain't shitting. But it's like, no, you focused all your energy on this one dude.
And some of that is based upon stereotypes.
I have no idea.
No, I agree. Because
some of that is, as soon as you see a girl with a bunch of dudes, the assumption is she fucking them all and she's a hoe. That's typically why a lot of women.
Well, technically.
But again, dating does not mean sleeping with.
Listen, Joy, and here's my thought as a mature man. And I had this even in my 30s. Maybe not in my 20s, but definitely in my 30s even still.
Mm-hmm.
And this is even me just. By that time, still, I'm married, but I'm just looking at.
Hey, I'm about to say,
because
for me and Brown, we
got
to speak from.
We got two. We got two married guys here too. So
you damn right.
I'm the only single person.
Right.
I'm the only single. We the only single person.
Vicariously, this is from outside observation.
Understood.
But even still, it's like, okay, I'm observing the fact that you're perceiving this way, but it's really not what you think it is. Why? Because okay. Let's play it like this. Let me bring it out this way.
I would
bring
have no idea how to be single in my 40s. No idea.
Yeah, you would. Yeah, you would.
Oh, yes, you would.
No.
Be like Tupac, man. Follow me.
Listen, bro.
Shout out to the wife.
Right, shout out to the wife.
I have no idea how I would be single in my 40s.
Hey, you be like, Pop, man, follow me.
Because, look, if you really watch these stupid motherfuckers, they'll show you the keys to how to do. Yeah. You would have to just still be the same you, nigga. That's all
they
would
take.
All
you got to do is be the same you.
The same you was at 20.
But.
You be the same. Only difference is, nigga, you just dealing with motherfuckers in your age bracket.
Hey, man, you just become an older you with low tolerance.
But here's why I say that, though. As a mature grown man,
mm-hmm.
like I said, I had this view from the outside looking in, even in my 30s.
Because he got a beard like Jesus, ladies and gentlemen.
Right. I don't give a fuck.
Amen.
Right. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a shit who you fucking. You got five niggas, you fucking five niggas. Cool. Guess what? I'm about to be number six. It's about to get rid of all five of them niggas. That's my perspective is who I am. I'm about to take over the game. Because who you fucking with, they ain't got nothing to do with me.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying?
Sprayed and neutered.
My time.
I'm not. Come on, Bob Barker.
Right. because if that's the case, guess what? I got five. You know why? But you know why I got five, fucking or not? Because I'm trying to figure out which one is going to be best for me in the long run.
True.
Because here's the thing. The reason why I say that when I say women look at it dating wrong. Dating is the only thing from a perception of watching how most single women do is where they do, like I just said, they grab the first thing and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
How many times do you go look at makeup or anything else, clothes, pants, jeans, shoes,
mm-hmm.
and you pick up four or five different options and see which is the best to go with this situation?
That's true.
You wonder why I call them the
oracle, ladies and gentlemen. With your spouse.
So,
men do this,
clock
though.
Shit is stuff we don't understand.
But here's where, okay,
biological clock
now,
stuff.
That's what I'm I'll
saying.
Say this. So, I agree with the points that you're making, but from a woman's perspective, one of the things is, number one,
woman
typically, if you're looking, shut up, Barbara. Damn it.
Shirley
called her to do the talking, and Bobby's sitting there doing too much talking. But you just said the thing that makes your perspective going to be different, because typically the man is looking for their spouse. The woman ain't searching for, and that's where they go wrong with dating. It is not up to you to search for your husband, because you're going to give up your life as far as your name. You're going to bear his children. So you should do that. Hold on.
In the 40s, I think it's different. Yeah, I don't know. From living through them, but I the feel other like thing women is, in their 40s is different.
No, but the other thing
is. Are they real different?
Well, they don't have they don't have the level of tolerance to try to build a bear or make a man. They not about to do that shit.
They biological.
Women don't know. Fuck biological.
Shout out to the build a bear workshop.
The thing is,
no, some of them just fucking
women,
messy.
No, the women in their 40s now,
now let her speak.
Are literally going to accept you for the nigga that you are. They're not going to start dating potential, where when you were younger, I could see so much. If I just, oh, fuck all that. That nigga ain't got it now, next. Because I'm not about to sit here and be dating potential all goddamn day.
But see, that's 40. The thing. As a man, you have to already come ready-made. And for a woman to invest
at
in who
this
you
age,
are.
Yes.
No, it ain't even
no.
That,
and as a woman, I'm going to tell you exactly why that's a no. A woman, for whatever reason, some of us like projects. And so because women think that they're always the gem and we're the, you are a gem, sweetheart. There's nothing wrong with that. The problem is it's up to that man to decide, are you the stone that I like? You
that's
might be
I'm
a
saying.
Ruby, but
it's
this man
like
wants a pearl.
To save
so some women will try to build the man. Shut up, fool.
You're trying to save strippers.
But if that nigga like a strip pearl, then it is what it is.
Hell no.
And as long as you are confident in treating that man right, and see, the thing is, if you don't perceive yourself to be a hoe, it don't matter what nobody else may call you. It's not what you call it. It's what you answer
right.
to.
Right.
So damn. Don't give a fuck about none of these whack ass, especially ones that ain't in your life and ain't treating you right.
Right.
You know, if this nigga can deal with, and it's other niggas that be wanting to tear dudes down tomorrow. I can't believe you didn't got with the girl. I know at least three niggas that busted her up. Well, you didn't, you whack ass nigga, so clearly she can't be that much of a hoe because you ain't get her.
Right, you ain't smashed, nigga. I mean, you already know if a woman that got banged by five dudes,
it's gonna be a 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
It's always that one dude that fell in love. Everybody be like,
always.
How is you the one that fell in love when everybody else is like, yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and just.
I've personally been through that bullshit. I personally been through that.
This nigga throwing fingers in the air like we had a concert. This nigga straight up. Nigga, what a
I'm
lighter.
Raising hand. I'm raising my hands. I'm raising my hands.
Light the flame.
I'm raising my hands.
This nigga done light the flame and everything and shit.
Fast about to go for a Drake, man.
24-karat magic. And
no, I'm saying, I've been through that bullshit.
Fuck that nigga that you love so much. That nigga like Drake and shit. Bro. Me in the G-Wagon with me. Leave that nigga.
No, on some real shit, though. That shit actually backfired on me because I actually been through that bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I quickly threw my eggs in the basket, and that was my mistake.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
At least you own it, though.
Yeah, I own it.
Yeah.
But this bitch asked for it, and I'm going to say bitch because I don't give a fuck.
Fat-said bitch, ladies and gentlemen.
Say it.
I give less than a fuck now.
Okay.
Y'all don't let the wrong nigga out the damn box now.
People get mad at me because I use the word bitch all the time, but I don't use that often.
She asked all the things, the list of shit that she asked for.
Excuse me.
Gave it to her.
Mm-hmm.
You want attention? Gave it to you. Quality time? Gave it to you. Dick on a regular? Gave it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Flowers? Gave it to you.
Damn, not the flowers.
Yeah, you went through the whole list?
Hold on. Hear me out.
Damn, he should have called us first.
We'd have talked to you.
I hate it.
These niggas.
I'd have talked you out of it.
Gotta love to hate them, but damn it. So, what I'm saying.
Our last nigga.
Yes, it was.
Shit. I'd have talked you out of it. Hit it again for joy, Arnold ass nigga.
Now, all I'm saying is that all these females talking about where the good niggas at.
Mm-hmm.
It come to good nigga.
Mm-hmm.
He does everything on your fucking list. But you're still awful.
That's first mistake. Mm-hmm. You did everything on the list.
Oh no! Wait! But not intentionally though.
So you unintentionally
because,
did it right?
Because this is what the good niggas do.
No, but I'm gonna tell you what happened, and I'm gonna tell this only because you're my brother. And I love you.
I know, nigga.
That's what happened on the airways. I love you because you're my brother. Mm-hmm. What happened was when you did everything she asked you to do, she lost. She didn't have respect for you the way she needed to have respect.
Okay.
Because
some women don't like a yes man.
Yeah, they don't.
Correct.
I wasn't a yes man.
You weren't a yes man, but you basically catered to everything she wanted.
But it was like, okay, tell, like, what do you want from me? And I'm going to tell you.
Stop right
hold
there.
Hold on.
Wait. Stop right there. Like you just said, what do you want from me? And she tell you and you do it. That's being a yes man. She don't have respect
that's
for
not
she
not,
respect
okay,
for
that's
you.
Not necessarily being a yes man.
To me, that's not being a yes man.
That's not necessarily being a yes man.
To you, that's not being a yes man.
You don't set boundaries as to what is expected behavior from her. That means I can get away with doing whatever the fuck
you about to start a trend. Hashtag boundaries.
Not even give a damn about how it affects you because I got you wrapped around my finger.
Which she's nicely trying to tell you is being a fucking yes man.
That's not hashtag a yes man. What it is, you didn't set certain boundaries. So you gave the expectations, but you didn't give the expectations to keep getting this behavior from me.
And then she took full of turn around.
Of course.
Oh, she manipulated that.
Of course. Because some women will do that, just like how some dudes, when it go back to the dating shit, the problem that I see with some men, y'all will sit back and tell a girl, you know, not saying that you got to give up all your business, but you dudes, some of you lay it on so thick in the very beginning that she feels like, because you made her feel that way, it's me and you, I'm doing it, because either you're trying to get to the goal, which is ass, or that's just you overcompensating doing that stuff. And that's where some of y'all go wrong, where y'all have these women. Hold on. That's why sometimes they cling on so tight. And so then you can say all day long, I'm not looking for nothing serious. And it's a two-way responsibility. You can say all day long, I'm not looking for it, but then you overshowering. You're doing all of this stuff.
You
want
to know why that is?
No.
I'm going to tell you, because you said it right there yourself without really realizing. I'm going to give you free game on this shit. And
I don't need any. I'm in a relationship.
No, I don't mean you. I'm just saying.
Joy's in a relationship, ladies and gentlemen. Let that be known. Joy is not single.
Off the market.
I don't mean you. I'm sorry. I should have said, I'm going to give y'all free game on this shit.
Okay.
And this ain't even really breaking.
Yeah, it ain't really breaking.
It ain't really breaking no codes or no shit, but it's just the facts of what it is. I'm going to tell you why. Because honestly, it don't fucking matter.
Mm-hmm.
You know why it don't matter? Because this is what's going to happen. Because the nature of how women are. And this isn't a knock on women, but it's just a reality of.
Mm-hmm.
The views and opinions of the Oracle does reflect the Authentic Dre podcast.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
If I tell you, I'm not interested in a relationship.
I agree.
I'm just here.
I'm not here for a long time, just a good time. You know I got it.
Quoting Drake, you knew where I was going. My man?
See, this is what I'm saying to you.
What was that dude on? Let me in. I'm trying to fuck.
Yes. If I tell you this, and you're still cool with that,
yes,
and you're still running,
correct.
So I've told you, I'm not trying to be your nigga.
Oh, understood.
But we can hang and doing whatever.
And this, when I said it's a two-part responsibility, because as a woman, and I don't understand why some women do this, not all. A dude can be, just because he does not want to be in a relationship with you does not mean that he does not enjoy having a good time with you.
Thank you.
I just don't want the burden and the responsibility of being in a relationship. He does not have to treat you wrong or ignore you completely in order for you to understand he does not want to be in a relationship. Stop self-internalizing to my, his actions are saying he really want to be with me. Or maybe his actions are, you a cool person. I'm just not trying to be in a relationship with you.
I want
you.
Your companionship.
And what happens if he finds a woman that he does want to be? It does not mean he played you or led you astray. I mean, I went through that situation before I got in my relationship. And that man told me that. So I believed him. We still had a great time when we would go out. But instead of that, I'm not just focusing all my attention on you.
And
he told me the truth. So when I got in my relationship, I did give him a phone call. I was like, yo, just to let you know the reason why I haven't been responding, because I normally will ghost the fuck out somebody and be done with it. But because I respected him, I don't even want you trying to blow my phone up or thinking it's something negative. No, somebody wants the same thing at the same time as I do, and I'm going with that.
That nigga probably was like, damn.
That's exactly what he said.
I was trying to snatch you up, girl.
The only thing he said was, I wish I was ready at the time, but I understand.
Yeah,
I said, you ain't say nothing wrong or foul.
Joy, and that's exactly my point.
He couldn't feel that throat.
Joy said he couldn't feel that.
He couldn't fill it up.
But that's feeding into my point.
You shut your mouth, Ricky Bobby.
I'm like,
y'all always got to say nasty shit.
But that's going with my point, though, Joy. And then you get the women that when you tell them that and it's cool till they quote unquote, I'm using it in air quotes, catch feelings or they get in their feelings and decide I can change him. Oh, I can bring him in and blah blah blah. And it's like, dog.
And then when it don't work, he ain't shit.
And
you want to reach out to the new bitch. I'm like, well, I had him, and he ain't going to want to be. Not the same as her, bitch.
So, but that's why I say it doesn't matter what a nigga tells you. Because I can either tell you this,
or I can tell you I want to be with you. From a, again,
it,
a most of, some
of,
quote-unquote,
it does matter what you tell
because
it leads to a level of integrity. Now, if you're being misleading because you think that's what you have
to do,
you become anxious.
So this is true. But what I mean is, if, like you said, if the goal is for me to get you mm-hmm. or to have good time, whatever, mm-hmm. whatever. Again, I can tell you my intention is to do this. Mm-hmm. I want to be with you, whatever, whatever. No matter how you slice it, being deceitful or being truthful, the end result is the end result. And no matter what. What up, cuz? It is what it is.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, it is, you know, how it worked out. What up,
I will always err on the side of at least being honest with yourself because so, even if she chooses to 100%, misrepresent, 100%, that's on her.
1,000%. 1,000%. I've always been a proponent, and I always tell young niggas, like, dog,
but stop telling them what they
want to
hear.
If you're just here for a good time, not a long time, just tell them.
Yes.
Flat the fuck out. Don't be mad that you can't get the baddest chick you're trying to get
exactly,
because it don't work.
If she decides, well, you know what?
It's,
I appreciate
20
that.
More like
I'm not going to waste no time. And it's up to you to set that standard.
But the problem we having now is, and I've noticed this probably the last couple of weeks, because they, you know, a lot of people talking about it.
Okay.
A lot of men is at a point where, like, women be like, it's peeing and pooing no good men out here. And it's not that it ain't no good men out here. They just don't want to be bothered. You know what I'm saying? Because, I'm just talking real shit. Like, the dude was at the point now because, like, they talking about some. Like the guys, you can find a dude at the gas station, the grocery store, Walmart, the oil change place. It's good dudes out here, but the dudes at the point now, they be like, they content to be mm-hmm. at peace before they deal with some toxic shit.
I have no problem agreeing.
I am content being a peaceful
nigga. Guilty? Yes. Am I guilty? Because like I said, I'm not going to be on here and act like I'm holier than thou. Am I guilty to a point? Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Because it's like, if you look at a woman and be like, this motherfucker toxic, this motherfucker loud.
Oh, Jesus.
If a motherfucker, like I said, and I said it before in one of my episodes, check it out. If a motherfucker is going to drain you faster than you can make money, that ain't the motherfucker you need to be with.
I would have to agree with that.
And most dudes is like, you know what? I'm going to take my shit and go home mm-hmm. because they don't want to invest in a lot of women out here. So it's not that it's not a lot of good dudes out here.
Yeah.
It's just they at a point where they be like, you know, fuck this
and
shit.
And unfortunately, sometimes some women, not all, kind of shoot themselves in the foot because their opinions are so strong to the point you come across maybe more aggressive than what you intended. Mm-hmm. And that's you done took away your appeal and your allure.
Oh.
Because you can be attractive, but there is something about being a woman, especially a black woman, that we need to keep in mind. Yes, we are a prize and we are the prize, but how do you showcase your prize? Yes, we are. But everybody is.
Break on that
no,
one.
But here's the thing. Everybody, you should feel like you are, just like how dudes should. You should feel that way, but you should be able to eloquently not show it, but be able to state what it is outside of the obvious, well, I'm a woman. Nah, everybody is. So that's
not. I mean,
not
all right. I know is pussy comes standard on every model.
Again, and I 100% agree. That's not a prize.
So if that's the only thing that you're trying to hold on to make
agree.
You feel like.
Just like if you got a job and you got good money, that don't make you a good man. It don't. It just means you got an account. Possibly.
I can have hundreds of millions of dollars in the bank.
You know,
this shit won't matter.
But right. again, that's what I'm saying. Because matter. At the end of the day, just like I've had some aggressive dudes come up on me talking about, you know, I can lace you in. So then they get mad when women will. If that's what you're leading off with because you want to lace somebody in designer this. So. You want to pay the, I pay your bills. This nigga on his, you know, baby face, as soon as I get, I cook your, all that. If that's what you're leading off with, you then cannot cry foul. Later, she just used me for what I had. Because that's the only thing you kept offering.
Right.
You subjected yourself to that nonsense. And if you feel like that's what you have to do to get any woman's attention, you might need to try to figure out what is it going on where that's the only thing you got to do is buy a woman.
But I think that's why the game changed. Like, me growing up, you know, I used to, and it's, okay, like I said, I can admit shit.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be the sensitive dude that would buy flowers and cards.
Not
and
you.
Shit. Oh, hell yeah. I was that guy.
Yeah.
I was saying
you
like.
You don't think we can see that?
I was saying like songs
and anybody
shit.
Was like, this man, fuck these hoes.
No, I was saying like songs and chicks.
Yep. Sending out mixtapes and shit.
Yeah. But then it got to a point.
With Drake. That's what I'm talking
when
about.
When you realize like the way the world is set up now, you know, like I said, the way I was raised, you had to earn shit.
I agree.
Even in dating, you had to earn shit. Like, you had to work your way to get the pussy from the chick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm just being direct because I'm grimy, but, I mean, I ain't got time for the politically correct shit. You got to work your way up to the pussy. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, women control
yes.
pussy. Men control marriage if you get married or not.
True.
It's just the way of the world. It's the way the shit set up.
I agree.
And it got to the point where it went from, in my generation, I'm only speaking for my generation, from working hard and women being appreciative to the shit. It's another big word to some of y'all motherfuckers, appreciative.
Oh, yeah. Not about to play with you.
But you gotta say it. I'm just saying. So motherfuckers having this sense of entitlement.
I would have to
like
agree.
You supposed to do the shit. They don't look at it like, damn, this motherfucker going to the ends of the earth for me.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're like, well, he's supposed to do it. So now dude's like, you know what? Fuck this shit.
Right.
I'm gonna take my money and take my ass on my own trip.
Money.
Go to Vegas, you know, blow some random chick back out while I'm in Vegas. You know what I'm saying? Go back home and do my thing. It's like, you know, dudes want to be, and the killer part is dudes want to be in relationships. Dudes want to be married. Mm-hmm. So I don't necessarily think it's like pee in the pool. It is the dudes that want that type of shit.
They in the lake.
Don't want the chicks that think they deserve the shit. That's why I said, probably the early episodes of the Authentic Dre podcast, when I said it, what percentage of women, a lot of women want to be wives.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of them aren't qualified to be wives.
Yeah, because unfortunately some women talk to other women about what they think a wife is.
And wife
unless
material.
You marry a wife,
man,
you know.
I'm wife
so
material.
You do. That's why those conversations are important. Just like if it's healthy relationships, I should be able to tell you woman to man where it's like, okay, this is where you have gone wrong as far as your approach with women. Because if you have a better understanding, but then you should be able to pull me man to woman, be like, this is what men really like. Typically, women are in competition with each other. Niggas don't
literally
give a fuck about these clothes and these heels and hair and nails and BBLs and titty jobs. And you could be the most flat-chested, flat-ass woman ever. And if you still make this dude feel good, it'd be the woman talking about, she built like a boy. She built like a I bet you probably like a woman with some meat on her butt. Well, he don't like you, bitch, so get the fuck out my nigga face.
It's women in BBS spending like rotten cheese.
Good night,
man.
Everybody. I got to go.
Shout out to titties.
That's a whole nother topic.
Real titties.
But yeah, women tend to compete with other women. And those would be the ones that unfortunately will try to make your relationship hell because they feel like, look at all you don't know what this couple has gone through to get to where they are. And what you see is might not be what it is. Because sight and perception are two different things.
Right.
You can see something and still not know what you're looking at.
Yeah, I mean, it just, you know, as the dating pool, like I said, as a single individual, and you see the shit, that type of shit that you see, you can know within the first 10 minutes, like, yeah, this shit ain't going nowhere.
It's okay.
This shit about to be a dump and go. You know what I'm saying? It might be a dump and go. You know what I'm saying? To some of them, you might be like, you know what?
Because one of my homegirls started going on dates and calling herself dating this dude.
Damn,
and I had to pull her to the side.
Fresh scent shit, nigga. Right.
But I had to pull her to the side like
where
friend.
That came from. I'm like, what the fuck?
You got to
like
do better.
Lavender and lilacs and shit.
When she was so disappointed in this dude because she felt like she got stood up. But she technically didn't. She was supposed to call him at a certain time or like when she got home safely and she fell asleep and didn't do it. He got mad. They didn't talk. You still got invited over to an event of his. Oh, shit.
We've been over like a motherfucker. That's
right.
But to wrap it up.
We going
to
cut it in a minute.
Niggas triggered, man. Niggas on this shit.
Y'all stupid. But to wrap it up, those healthy conversations amongst friendships, women to women, men to men, men to women. Like, you got to understand when it's this dating stuff, don't make it more difficult than what it has to be. And as a person, like, say if you only been talking to somebody for 2-3 months and you tell me I have trust issues. What? You don't know what the definition of trust is. Because are you willing to die for this nigga or you think this nigga gonna die for you, then y'all don't trust each other. Just because somebody did something that you don't like does not mean that they gave you trust issues. You shouldn't be trusting nobody in 90 days anyway, for real, for real.
When she done, I'm gonna ask her a question. When she done and we talk about that, I'm gonna air this one nigga out.
Oh, God.
Oh,
I'm done.
Shit.
Go ahead. No, I'm done.
I still wanna do it. No, but I got a question for you.
Okay.
Because it's still going along with the theme of what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you this. As a woman in a relationship, right?
Right.
Try to relationships, man. Everybody want one.
Whether it's marriage, long-term, whatever, right? We're talking about, you know, a good long... You're not talking about, like you said, the 90 days or whatever.
Right.
This is just not rebuttal, but asking. Anyway, so when you're in a relationship, right, as a woman,
mm-hmm.
and...
I think she is a woman, man.
I definitely am one.
I want to clarify.
Oh, the fuck, I am one.
No, there's a reason. When you let me finish, you'll understand why I'm clarifying this.
I couldn't resist it, but it was wide open.
I may be small, but I'm a whole lot of woman.
Yeah, that's another drive. I couldn't resist it. It was wide open.
Shut up, Andre. I'm telling myself.
Right. But
When you talk about certain things in relationship with your girls, of course you're not gonna give them or tell them everything.
Correct.
But when they tell you certain things, and then because this goes back to the whole you're right, you know, or false kind of, but not really false, but I mean in that context of
correct.
Brain,
you can be out of pocket.
They see something or you tell them something, and you're like, "Girl, you was wrong," or "Girl, blah blah blah." How is it that some women don't pay attention to even that? I'm just trying to get into your mind on things. You know, like, how is that perceived? Like, when, so like, let's say you do something stupid and your dude check you on it.
Okay.
And you don't see it as stupid. But then when you tell you, man, this nigga tripping and blah, blah, blah. And they're like, girl, nah, you was wrong on that shit.
Because
and I'm saying this to y'all like that because y'all have even said yourselves, y'all check each other on some bullshit. How do you check that and then not go back and be like, damn, baby, you know what? I was wrong.
Because if you automatically think that you're right and this nigga's overreacting, you're going to think that they overreacting now. You have to be humble enough and secure enough to be able to hear an adverse opinion, something that does not go with you. Some friends are more defensive than others. So as a woman, you should know, if you're calling that person your friend, you should know how to then communicate with your friend. With some of my friends, they know to directly come to me like, Joy, you know you was tripping on that. Mm-hmm. Now, I will say this. It's been instances where they thought I was overreacting or tripping. I'm like, see,
bad,
the only reason, but that's if I didn't ask them their opinion. Mm-hmm. The only time I've ever got upset is I'm like, you don't know the full story.
You don't know me?
Right. Yeah. Right. But that's the only time I've ever, for me.
No.
You need to know how to communicate with your friend. So if you have a defensive friend, you can be like, friend, I get what you're saying.
Hold on, Joy.
But you're wrong.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, You tell them the whole story.
Right. No.
They see both sides, and they still tell you, yeah, girl, we get it, but you was wrong. How do you go back to said mate, and then instead of he was on some bullshit, flip the script and go, hey, you know what?
So you basically saying go back on your own shit.
Oh, no, that's
my bad.
But that has happened.
I'm holding myself accountable
because
I was fucked up, and
nigga,
I ain't see
rare.
It. But I talk
literally,
about, you know what
I'm
saying?
Some of my friends have been like, dang, now that you say it like that. And I've had some friends go back to their partners and be like, damn, had I not had this conversation with the girls, I would not have seen it from this point of view.
That's on the woman. Either the woman
matter.
Gonna come back and admit she was wrong, or she's probably just come back and suck you off and make it better, and never admit that she was wrong, but she sucked you off and you good.
Then she'll come back and slurp and burp on that nigga like slurp and burp.
Nigga laugh, nigga with a low laugh.
She gonna say she was wrong. She's gonna come back and give you some. Like, I'm sorry.
Because that's their way of saying I was wrong, you was right. So let me
right,
use
they
some
don't
sloppy toppy.
Verbally say it,
but
so
see, that to me becomes a problem. And right. that to me is a level of manipulation because now it's not an apology. So that's so if, and granted, nobody gonna
Thank
turn
you.
Down no head. I mean, shit. No one's going nowhere.
Oh,
in the kingdom of
never
been.
No woman, no man. Ain't nobody turning down no head.
Women more so quickly than men because women typically.
Well, I didn't say nobody.
I was gonna say women, when it comes to that kind of stuff, if their feelings are really hurt, sex and feelings almost go hand in hand.
Because, you know, you can only do the Ruben Studdard every 10 years.
Right.
This is my sorry for 2024.
Because if I'm pissed off with you and my feelings still ain't been validated, I'm not fucking sucking nothing. And you not getting
you only get 10 years to say that shit.
Right. So, no, don't touch me, nigga. If you want to use them lips, you better use them lips. Say, I'm so sorry. And then you get your ass down there and get to licking. The fuck is going on?
I had a comeback for that, and I stopped. It's one of the rare occurrences I didn't stop myself.
Shout out to comebacks.
Shit, right. TLM, baby. That's all. That's all I got. But you know what, though? That's right. You know, the fact that the Oracle said that, brown bear, you know what I'm saying? I feel what you're saying. And for women to be accountable for their actions. And, I mean, I've dealt with, in my relationships, my last relationship, did she say she was sorry? Yeah. Did I feel like it was sincere? No.
See, now that...
The difference is, if you knew...
And
if
that's
you knew,
what the thing is, the sincerity
of it. And you know if it's coming again. You know it's going to happen again.
Yeah, but my thing is, I agree with that to a certain degree. However, if you accept it, that's on you. That, you know, if you don't think the apology is sincere, you don't have to accept it. And you can say that. Now, if you choose to accept... Now, my thing is, granted, no, we can't judge what is considered sincere. Like, I'm not talking about the stuff that's up for, like, the gray area. Mm-hmm. You know when somebody's being sincere.
Shout out to
sincere,
the gray area.
You know. But if you still choose to accept it, accountability is literally doing that. So even as a man, if you feel like, I'm sorry, shit, damn, you shouldn't even be that mad. If you say, all right, well, you know what, okay, cool, we good. Then you conditioned her to apologize like that to you And right. you can't throw it back at her because you accepted right. the bullshit, that's literally.
That's true. Yeah.
So you can't then get mad at her for the shit that you chose to accept.
Yeah, pretty this much. True. Well, this is true. We're going to close this shit out. So if anybody got any closing arguments before I close this bitch out.
Yeah. That shit to your sassy selves.
Yeah, I'm going to air this shit out when it comes to women, dog, and it's one nigga. Oh, God, so listen, dog. Go. Listen, man, because I've been seeing a lot of this shit lately, dog. So it goes back to, like you were saying, with the K. Samuels shit and motherfuckers.
Shout out to Kevin Samuels.
Shout out to K. Sam. And, you know, motherfuckers.
That was too long of an applause, sir.
You can't make this shit up.
Motherfucker, you know, women dissing him, yada, yada, and all this other shit. And speaking of yada, 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 that's who the fuck I'm talking about. This old yada, whatever the fuck his last name is, nigga.
I have no idea.
Y'all don't know who that is.
Ask around and look up. I forget the nigga's last name, but it's some old yada. So this old fake-ass nigga here, right? This nigga, this old, you know,
follow Yoda. He real serious, gentlemen. He looking up at the ceiling. So you know this shit is real.
This old follow the yellow brick road, you know, munchkin man ass nigga.
Oh, no.
So he's been, long, I'm talking shit about the nigga to be funny. This is really just for, you know, show purpose, but on some real shit.
Get that shit off your chest.
So this nigga's been on videos and YouTube, and this shit is starting to float around through Instagram and mainly Facebook about how he give his wife $250,000 a year as allowance or whatever, and she do this, and how, you know, men supposed to be able to do this, and so forth, and basically so women can live in their soft era and all this other shit. First of all, if you really look into this soft era shit, I'm gonna pull some strings with this one, mm-hmm. but that soft era shit is some bullshit. Here's why I say that, because no two women have the same opinion on what the fuck a soft era is.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's the case, it should be something called or perceived different than a soft era. Because I can't say, like, the steroid era in baseball is when all these niggas did steroids and then say it was something other than a steroid era. That's just kind of crazy.
Shout out to LeBron using steroids.
This nigga stupid. Just gonna pop that one in there. That's just the logical thinking in me of, like, you can't call something this, but it have, like, 15 different fucking meanings according to what you feel it is. That's just my little side bullshit rant. But with this nigga, so it's a lot of women out here that are posting this shit and mm-hmm. big up in this dude
mm-hmm.
because he's saying this, you know, an anti versus opposite view of what a Kevin Samuels would say or some of them dudes. Because
they're catering to the females. Well, wait, that's what the money
wait,
is.
Wait, and it ain't just the catering to the females. If you do your research on this nigga, mm-hmm. this nigga is also, I don't know if he fixed him or changed or resolved it, but this nigga's also had warrants out for domestic violence against his wife or the perceived quote unquote wife or whatever.
Well, of course.
The previous. Mm-hmm. He's also a scam artist, nigga, that's been scamming niggas for years for money.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the pictures and shit, all the shit is fallacies. Like one of the pictures he got, that's a family picture with him and his broad, and it's also actually in his lawyer's office of like a lot of, you know, like the tables.
Pictures that come in the frames?
No, but I'm just saying, like your lawyer got a big long ass conference table that looked like a dinner table type, like, of shit.
But you
take the picture there, like you in your crib and shit on some old King James shit type of shit. You know what I'm saying?
To make because it looked real research on this.
Like some of the women that be taking pictures in front of Ferraris or other shit. Like, ooh, girl, I'm doing this, but it's not. It's somebody else's shit.
It's the Bow Wow. Okay.
There you go. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, this nigga's fronting. Y'all believe in this shit because he's talking a supposed good game of what you want to hear.
Right.
But this nigga is really not what you want.
Right.
But you also want to not have it what you want.
He real.
But here's the thing.
He telling the truth.
He real. That's that. What's that one motherfucker that got caught up when he cheated on his wife?
Buddy that was doing all
was
that.
Was it Darren Jackson?
Yes.
And that's all he is, another Darren Jackson.
I was going to say, at the end of the day, you're going to have people that just like to hear stuff because it sounds good.
Yeah,
and reinforces their notion.
From what you just said.
A sucker's born every day. So
Yada Awakening. That's the
name. Yeah, I see it.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
I looked him up.
But Yada Awakening or whatever the
minister
fuck.
Minister Yaden Yada or something like that.
Yeah.
If
you but do some like real research on the nigga, like Google, YouTube.
Dog, if you pay for a chick's everything, you give her $1 million a year, she can do whatever the fuck she want. It's just like kids. You own that bitch. I dare you to say anything.
No, you don't.
I will slap the fuck out of it because I own you. He got domestic violence charges because he probably slapped the fuck out that bitch as soon as she says something he ain't like.
Here's my point, though.
How do you really feel, nigga?
Wait,
I pay everything.
So
shut
what?
The fuck
wait, wait,
up
wait,
and
wait.
Get the fuck in the kitchen wait. And do what the fuck you supposed
but
to
wait,
do.
But wait, here's the point, though.
I'm not that type of nigga, but I know it's niggas out here like that.
There are.
But wait. But that's what I'm getting at.
that's manipulation.
But that's what I'm getting at when in terms of when I'm talking about the women that are following this nigga.
Because a sucker's born every day.
They're not looking at that side of it, bro. They still want the they still want the whole other part of doing
bro,
whatever the fuck they want to
the
do.
Because
understand
some,
the third and so
pussy
like,
is
what
power,
the fuck.
Some
power,
women
nigga.
Don't.
I'm there, but I'm just saying
because
that part caters to what their narrative is. I'm gonna go with this nigga. Give me $250,000 a year. You should be able to do it. And fuck that shit.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
You're going to have to
some people
suck a
don't
whole
care.
Lot of dick and shut a whole lot of the fuck up.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
course.
Some women are
yeah,
willing to do that.
Comes with that. Yeah.
Some are, but yeah. It's the point that it's the ones that you know aren't.
But you, the only reason why you don't know that because you ain't giving them $200,000 a year.
Exactly.
That's why you don't know that shit.
I have no idea what that feels like.
No.
And see,
you know what I mean. You see,
I know what you're talking about.
It's a certain type of woman that you look at, and when you see her post that shit, you like, nigga.
But those also be them boosting ass, lying ass niggas. I love my wife and family. Nigga, you was just getting those likes.
That's what I'm saying.
So niggas do.
Them the ones that repost like facts and all that shit.
That's what I'm saying.
I would just laugh at this shit. See, shit that people post. And I know it's a lot. I laugh hysterically. But I don't
matter.
Give a fuck because you know you lying just like we know you lying.
That shit
right. About the female psyche, media. Man. They all they care about them dudes because the money, the him, the Darren Jacksons, the Steve Harveys, it's money and the female psyche.
Mm-hmm. But it still goes back to the reality here's some K. Samuels fact shit though.
Black
some real
women
shit.
Are the best business targets on the earth.
On the earth.
On the earth.
On the earth.
Shit, women in general.
Black women are the biggest.
Women
Tyler Perry.
And that motherfucker hate black women. That's why we always with some cheap ass sorry ass nigga on his movies.
In
a bad
wife,
wig.
If they don't spend their own money, they got 100 million niggas that'll spend their money on their ass. So you target. Target black women.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best fucking target. It's the best demographic out there for money.
Shit, black people are the best consumers anyway, regardless.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because we'll buy some dumb shit.
Right.
Pat, you got any closing arguments, man?
Bills be damned. We gonna buy,
right.
Go buy some shit. We gonna spend some money
on
some
shit. We done said BDB and now we got BBD. Bills be damned.
Hell yeah.
Joy, you got any closing arguments before we shut this bitch down?
Apparently, Pat ain't had shit to say. He picking nachos out his teeth, nigga.
Niggas,
you know what? Not whole nachos. You know, not even a chip. It's a nacho.
It's an ancho.
That nigga thinking about food, right? He done checked
you know
the fuck out.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere, nigga. It's dinner time, nigga. Fuck
don't eat this breadstick, nigga.
But,
shit.
First of all, thank y'all for, you know, letting me come back. And I wouldn't even know when I was going to do this today.
Right.
So this is all off the dome.
It's all organic.
Come on
man.
Now. For the moment. Shout out DJ Quick. But I enjoyed myself. It was good being back on the mic.
We need you back in house.
I'm gonna come back.
We gotta do our show, man. We gotta do a show.
Closing arguments.
We need y'all show. We need the ladies show. Even if it's a couple of y'all, one of you or something.
So you need a jaw show. What the fuck?
He did not say that.
You said a jaw show, nigga. What kind of shit is that?
You just listen. What's that shit? ASMR. You just listen. Swallowed.
You ever been swallowed?
That shit is fucking hilarious, man. Oh my God.
The world biggest shouting off, dog. I'm out. I'm out.
Yep.
You got to thank. You got to
thank y'all so much. Thank y'all.
Did y'all see the Scooby-Doo one?
Don't forget to get your cat spayed or neutered.
Right.
That's all the fuck I got.
Yeah, before I close this shit out, man, I'm about to shut this bitch down, man. Rest in peace to Akira Toriyama. For those who don't know, the original creator of Dragon Ball, the greatest anime of all time.
Yeah.
So I'll be remiss, you know, my sons, you know, me and my sons, we fuck with that shit. So.
Yeah, love Dragon
my son loves
yeah,
Dragon Ball.
So for y'all,
he loves anime.
We gonna educate y'all motherfuckers on that note.
Ooh, man, all he wanted was candy, dog.
Right?
He's like, fucking niggas up over candy, dog.
That nigga ate everything. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we appreciate everybody coming through, man, checking us out. You know what I'm saying? Follow me, Authentic Dre Podcast at
follow me.
Wherever, Facebook, Instagram, 30. SCS with Dub and the Brown Bear. Right, literally. Joy from Let Us Be Women. No, we let them be women because, you know, we all masculine up in this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Let us be women.
You know what I'm saying? So, on that note, love, peace.
And so.
Air grease.
Air grease. Shit.
Nah, fuck that nigga.
Oh,
I ain't giving that nigga no credit. Rest in peace to Don Cornelius.
God damn.
Ain't that
how he get a stray and he ain't even here?
Easy. Strays.
Damn.
Dre got strays for days.
That's one of Dre's aliases right there, Doc.
Yeah, Don Cornelius. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to, who's that motherfucker? Barry White.
Oh, Secret Garden ass nigga.
That's my idol right there, man.
That's why you was in the situation you was in. Tell me you did everything she had to do. Oh, Secret Garden ass nigga.
You know what? The disrespect.
Oh, Al B. Sure ass nigga.
Hey, man. I ain't gonna watch you and Al B. Sure ass nigga, man.
So, yeah, we out, man. Much love. You know, check us out. If you're trying to get your podcast done, Deuce Crew Productions at gmail.com. That's DEUCKRU@gmail.com. We'll get you together. Bring your money in your mouth.
That sounded very provocative, my guy.
Call it what you will, bring your money in your mouth. We'll get you together. On that note,
y'all heard Dre, man. Rock it.
Deuces.
You heard the nigga?
This nigga got his nose all the way on. Think that nigga like. We out.